Yeah, not apraksha.
Then it is offense in the Lord's feet of money. You get so much money and so much wealth, and you will test only for you. Like in his phone, it is going on like that. 50%, sometimes 75% in my pocket and only 25 or 1% in. For devotees and for charity, for Krishna. It is bound, because if anyone is not knowing all the established truths, Siddhanta, then how can he get? Siddhanta will not be. So we should try to develop our consciousness. If there is Sarupsiddha, you come in Sarupsiddha. If it's Sarupsiddha, come in Sarupsiddha. In Sarupsiddha, if you have anartha, try to remove them, anartha, then it will be nishtha. In nishtha, some anartha are there, it should be removed, then it will come ruchi. In ruchi, there are some defects and anarthas. It should be given up, then it will come to asakti. In asakti also there is smell of something, of anas. They should also go away. Like, if you chant more, only for the pleasure of Krishna, it may be that so much praise will come, all will be attracted. Easily all will give you their money to you, well. And at that time, if you are thinking that it is due to my bhakti, I am now master of all, I can use in my enjoyment, then at one time you will help out. This is also a Rama. It will come in asakti aruchi. At the time of bhava-avastha, like Bharat Maharaj, he has some affection, attachment to deers, not for him to save her life, but it was turned and his three lives went away. So we should be very careful. Because now you are senior Vaishnavas, who are here now. You are not beginners now. We should try to know all these things and to cultivate your all these things must be for Krishna. So, very quickly.
So, with Sandhya Bhakti, Shroom Siddha Bhakti and Rup Siddha Bhakti, it's very clear, but Sandhya Siddha Bhakti is not so careful. Because sometimes I've heard some devotees say that
if a false ego, person Siddha Bhakti will come in you, it can destroy your soul, Siddha Bhakti. False ego may come. I am just Vaishnava. This will may come. Because I am so sweet a speaker. I am very dear friend to all. And you will try to keep all one man.
Please
everyone. And pleasing everyone, your bhakti will go away. Understand? No.
Yes.
You cannot please all. You should try to please Krishna, your Gurudev, Vaishnava. That is enough. Then every will be pleased. If someone becomes opposite to you, no harm. If Krishna is there, no harm. By a strong belief in Krishna.
So, Mahabhagavat, for him, he is not doing any sandhya, there is no sandhya siddha bhakti.
No. In Madhyamadhikar, it goes away. When he is entering in Mahabhagavat, before this, there are all things there. Now, who is Mahabhagavat? Sarva Siddha Bhakti, also serving him. He doesn't want, but always serving. Everything is serving. Like, bhakti mukulachanjali sevate yushman dharmartha kamugataya samaya prati bhakti stiritara jadi daive
bhakti stiritara bhagavat jadi sat daive na phalati
daive na phalati
do ipa kishora murti
like this
bhakti
sevate yushman dharmartha kamugataya samaya prati mukti siddhi always standing behind that path when he will order me to serve. Like Shankar, having everything, but he is taking bhasma,
ashes.
Ashes and very bad things, naked. Why? Because all are the thoughts. I will explain all this in my evening class. Today, thanks. Gau Prema.
I am hearing that I am Krishna, so I am doing some, what? Aparad.
Offense.
Offenses. Don't tell me, in future me, that I am Krishna or anything. Dasosmi, dasosmi. Dasosmi means?
I am servant.
Go on. You don't know that I am offender of lotus feet of Krishna. I am not his really devotee. I have not served him so much. Always doing offenses, you know, that I give benediction to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu was against, he was like Vaishnav Drohi and he was against Prahlad Maharaj when being in the assembly of the boys. When Prahlad Maharaj with clapping and he was chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Because some demon boys were sleeping and that is why he was so much clapping. And by clapping, sleepiness will go away. And when loudly he was doing kirtan, at once it went in the ear of Hiranyakashipu and he, with club, he came there. What are you doing? Nonsense? And he was threatening so. So I was the Brahman, I gave benediction to. At last, he has to come in the shape of Nrisimhadev to protect Prahlad. So I did offense. Also I gave benediction to Raman. And by that he was so much powerful that he took this Sita, the wife of Ram, he is Krishna. Nrisimha is also he. But that demon took this Sita from Ram and he took her to his capital. Ram had to come there and to have fought a very big battle, war, and after that she killed Raman and then he took Sita. Here also I have done offenses. I have also do know that I have come from the
navel,
from that lotus. What is lotus? It is jad padartha.
Material.
no sense. So my mother is like no sense, having no sense, so I have not also no sense. Understand what I am telling? What I told? Intelligence, he is not chit padartha, he is only a matter. You can put this here, he will not move anywhere. Nothing. So like that I am jada. I have no intelligence. Why? Because I gave power some to Indra. And Indra fought with Krishna. Krishna wanted Parijat Pushpa. He wanted Sudharma Sabha. But Indra, by my power, he was abusing Krishna that, oh, being a what human being, and he want my this gardens so big. This Parijat, you cannot have. Then Krishna began to fight with him, and he defeated Indra. So he is telling that by my power he was so strong, and he was
misusing
this power. So this is my fault that I gave this power to Indra. Also, you know Varuna Devata. Once Nand Baba with whole family and whole Brajavasi, he came to the bank of Jamuna River and he was fasting for Ekadashi. In the night, he thought that night has passed, only 1 hour is. So it is Brahma Muhurta, I should go and take bath. And he began to take bath in Jamuna in night. At once, Kuber, he ordered his
messengers.
That prison, take.
Make him prison.
Imprison this Nanda Baba and bring in my court. Nanda Baba was there. All were searching where Nanda Baba has gone. He is drowned in river. Krishna Baladam. And all were searching. They search in the river. Nanda Baba is not there. Then Krishna went alone. Where in Varuna Lok. And he saw that Varuna is there. And Varuna fell flat on the lotus feet of Krishna and apologized.
Apologized.
And he brought Nanda Baba and gave so much jewels and everything too. And then Krishna came. So it was my power invested in Kuber. And that is his. Done offense in the lotus feet of Krishna. So I am doing always
offense.
You know Kuber? You know very well Kuber. What Kuber did? His messenger is Sankhachur. Once Krishna was playing in Vrindavan near Radha Kunda. And that Sankhachur came and had to all the gopis, like driving them like
sheep.
Sheep. And at last she took Srimati Radhika on her shoulder and quickly running. All were crying and weeping. Krishna and Baldev heard their weeping. At once they followed. Krishna told that you should protect all the gopis. I am coming very soon after killing him. So he followed Krishna. And after that, he kept Srimati Radhika lower down. And quickly he was running, but Krishna catch hold, and he took his money,
jewel.
And that is Shyamantak jewel. You know, Krishna had two, Srivatsa and Shyamantak.
Kostu money, Shyamantak money.
Kostu and Shyamantak money. So he took and gave it to Baladev. Why to Baladev? Now all my gopis will come and they will see, they will be very happy that demon is killed and I have this jewel, to whom I should give. If I am giving anyone directly on the, in their council, they will see that I am going, giving to anyone. So all will have some
envy.
So what to do? Krishna is so intelligent, he gave it at once to Baladev Prabhu. And Baladev gave it to Madhumangal. And Madhumangal gave to Lalita Vishakha. And thus, in this process, it came to Srimati Radhika. So no one will become
protect.
So this Shankhachur had done so much offense, and this offense is really of Brahma, that he has given that power to Kuber, and Kuber, this messenger, did so. Also, Kuber has two sons, Nalkubar and Manigriv. They are son of Kuber, very beautiful, very wealthy, very learned, coming in very good family, royal family. They were doing always offenses. So Narada saw them taking naked bath with some aspara, and he gave course to them. They came to Braja, but they became friend of Kansa. And Kansa told them that go on the door of Yashoda Bhavan, house of Nanda Baba, and be there, and if Krishna comes, then you should fall down on Krishna so that Krishna should but die. So they were in a mood there. So Krishna when came, not touching even Krishna, never touched, only that grinding mortar, that touched. The grand motor was related to Krishna with any rope, and rope was related to Krishna. But anyhow, indirect, though it was indirect. But they were wishing to crush Krishna. But Jogmaya was there. They wanted to help on the Krishna, but at once they went like this. So Krishna was saved. So Brahma is telling that this was also offense to me. I also gave some power to Indra. What Indra did? Krishna knew that Indra is knowing that I am powerful, very powerful. I can give shower, I can give water, I can give anything. So I am worshipable to all gopis and all over world. But Krishna told that you should honor and worship Govardhan. So they were worshipping Krishna, Govardhan. Krishna himself was worshipping. And seeing that, he became upset, Indra. And he was making bow, merry motor shower. And thunderbolts were there. So Indra has done so much offense in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Only due to me? Not only this. Sometimes I went to Vrindavan. And I have offended Krishna. I stole away of the corpse of Krishna and
covered boys.
That is why Krishna had to become himself, all the boys and all the cups and all bansuris, plows, stakes, kambaliya and everything. So I have offended Krishna for 1 year. That is why I fear to be in Vrindavan. I prayed Krishna that I should be, but mujhe chhama kiya
gaya. Excused.
Excuse me, but Krishna is not happy, I know. So I don't go to Vrindavan, otherwise I may create something offense. If I will see that, oh, Yashoda is binding Krishna, two hands here and
twisting
the ear of Krishna, then I will think that, oh, he is merely a boy, mere boy, not Supreme Personality. When Brahma dies and apologized, then Krishna told him, why you are praying me? Tadabhuri bhagyamiha janam kimapatabhyam jajagokuleti. He is praying that I want to be anything of this praja. Krishna told that I am always impure. I am cowherd boy simply. I never wash my hands. I took remnants of all the gopals here. I never wash my hand if any taking. Doing like this, this is enough.
Devotee will wash their hands or not after prasad? They take spoon, they
don't care for that.
No, devotee, they tell that Krishna not wash the hand, not.
I'm telling Krishna after that. I don't care. So, if they are Krishna or the associates of Krishna, they should not do. Otherwise, they should do. So, Tadabhuri bhagyamiha janam kimapatabhyam. I want to be any of the Brajavasi, even a grass. If Krishna is not pleased to me, even he can make me a grass. Even not in Vrindavan, even to Gokul. If he will not give a birth of any human body, I want that I should be a stone even. And I want that any sweeper, whose are always sweeping, stools and everything, and after that this job, they will wash their hands, rubbing their feet on that stone. I want to be very stone, even. Why? Because Vrindavan is so wonderful and transcendental. But I am not so lucky. I have done so many offenses. So really, I am not bhakta. You are telling me that I am Krishna, I am creator. That is quite false. I have told many so many times. Never tell me like this. There are two Brahma, actually. One Hiranyagarbha and another
Vairaj.
Vairaj. Brahma are two kind. One
Hiranyagarbha.
He is himself Garbhodashai, worshipable of Brahma. And sometimes Vairaj Brahma mane doing the job of creating this world. What is the meaning that Brahma creates? Like in India, there is a factory of motor factory. Motor factory. Engine, they bring engine from America, headlight from England, body from Yugoslavia, some parts from Germany, some part from Holland,
France.
Some from France, and India they
assembled it.
And they tell that Hind motor. But actually the parts are of various countries. So all the articles from Krishna, Brahma cannot do anything. He can adjust, mixing all their things. Krishna will give paint and then motor will be painted. So this paint is also not of Brahma. The machine, not Brahma can make. The scientists, what they can do? Not even a leg of an ant or very little particles, and they are, sometimes I see some insects, very small.
Binoculars.
We can see them. And they have legs, everything they have. Can they do? Even body they cannot do. What to tell of life, mind? If they can do, why they die? Why doctors die? They tell, oh, you will have to take fish. Then you will be saved. Why they are dying? So don't take this suggestion. Only some you can take. But in not all cases. So Brahma is telling that I am Bairaj Brahma, not that Hiranyagarbha Brahma. He is my worshipable. Sometimes Lord wants to establish this truth that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that Krishna should be Rajanandan Shyam Sundar, Radhanath, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Radha Raman. He is highest. And the devotees of that very Krishna are supermost. And that lok is supermost. After that there is no lok. So three things. What? Krishna, Krishna lok and Krishna devotees are supermost. He wants to establish. So from beginning he is going. That we can realize this very easily. Those who are worshipping Krishna, but also worshipping so many incarnations, Jagannath Dev, Baldev, Subhadra, Ramachandra, Shankar, Ganesh, so many deities there. What it means? They are not one pointed. They have no belief in anyone. That's it, one pointed. If Krishna is worshipped, tasmin tushte jagat tushte. And if Krishna is not satisfied, we cannot satisfy anyone. So we should have a very strong faith in this. So we should worship Radha Raman, Radha Govinda, Gopinath. They are same. But even there are some speciality. Radha Krishna, Radha Ramana. Radha Damodar, is there any speciality? Who is Radha Damodar? Simply Damodar, Yashoda Damodar. Damodar, having rope in his
waist,
Yashoda is bound it. What is the meaning of Radha Govinda? Doing rash in Vrindavan, singing with gopis. What is the meaning of Gopinath? Now he has become only the Gopinath, not all others, controlled by gopis. What Krishna? Gopis will obey order? He will have to obey. You know, Seva Kunj in Vrindavan. Especially in Vrindavan, there is Seva Kunj. Everywhere, gopis or anyone can worship Krishna. But there Krishna is himself.
Worshipper.
Worshipper. And servant. Serving. So, there is something. But even then, if you are serving Krishna, then you have served everyone. If you are chanting name, then you have done lakhs and lakhs births, worshipping and all other things. You have read all the Vedas, Puran and Shastra and everything. You have done before. You have taken bath in so many pious places, like Prayag and all other things. So be very strong in this thing, that if you are serving Krishna, have a devotion to Krishna, then you have done everything in past births. So you will have to know all these things and do accordingly. I wanted to finish this book, but what finished it? There are two chapters. In first chapter I have come only 1/4 what I wanted, so I am worried. We have not touched the glories of gopis. I wanted to touch the glory of
devotee can come home and...
So I will try my best. There are 3 classes more in evening and two times.
Yes, tomorrow two.
Sunday and Monday morning?
No, Monday morning, early in the morning up to
6 o'clock. Not 3 o'clock?
No.
Oh, for propaganda. 3 o'clock morning, not 6 o'clock morning.
After that, 3 classes.
All in 2 weeks, France 1 week. No. Not possible.
Not 2 weeks.
Equal. But you should also help me. How you can help me? You can help me. If you are not helping, how I can tell Harikatha to you? So you are helping by this. You should give your pure hearts to me, that I can purify, I can give some inspiration and make it so good flower to offer in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu or Radha Krishna. So my begging is this. You should chant, like Nityananda Prabhu, I am begging to you all. Yatheshtam re bhrata,
Guru Hari Hari.
All devotees, you should do always Hari Hari. Gaur Premanande. Never give up this path. There is no path except Bhakti line to Krishna. So anyhow, you should go on chanting, remembering, doing all services to Krishna with very strong will. Don't delay. You can time to time write me letters if I am not here. If you can go to India, I will help there also. If you will invite, have so much strong faith, Krishna is bound to give his mercy. So in three classes I will try to give you more and more things. Today finished. Gautama
Guru.
I respect. If they were not here,
then to whom I will have told so many Haritatha, past times of Krishna? By seeing them,
inspirations come in my heart to speak on glories of Krishna, the glories of past times of Krishna. So you are all my Guru. And a Guru thinks like that. If he does not think like that, he is not a real Guru. Makes disciple. Never. He always makes Guru. So, the disciples of bona fide Guru are really Gurus. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, Amar agyay Guru haiya taroi desh. Oh, go, be Guru and you should preach everywhere that you should do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Maya cannot touch you now because you are Guru. And they became nice. So a Guru never makes any disciple, but he makes. To whom he touches, he becomes like a Guru. So I honor you like pure devotees. That is why I can, that before sleeping I should take darshan and then I will go there.
Describe why that person has the mercy. In that also, he reveal more about what he's thinking, that who has the Lord's mercy. So for example, in the case of the Brahmana, okay, go ahead. In the case of the Brahmana, when he was glorified by Narada Muni, he mentioned three things. He said, actually, I'm not really able to give charity. Although he came, he performed this festival, he fed thousands of people, fed the Vaishnavas, fed the Brahmanas, all the different castes, all living entities. Thousands of people were fed, and not just ordinary khichdi, but very, very succulent prasadam. So, but he says, I'm not able to give charity. And the second thing he mentioned was that really I don't have any opulence. Although he was wealthy, he was the administrator of that area, and he had came with his family members, with servants, so many things, but he said, I don't have opulence. And the third thing he said was that, where is my worship of the Lord? So what does he mean by this? What he means will be indicated further as he begins to glorify the king. What he means is that his idea of bhakti, or his idea of having the Lord's mercy, is that if one can give a lot of charity, that then he has the Lord's mercy. If one has a lot of opulence, then he has the Lord's mercy. And his idea of worship, Bhagavad Bhajan, means simply to put on some big festival. That is Bhagavad Bhajan. Not that 24 hours a day he is engaged, and whether he has money or no money, whether he's able to feed anyone or not, but 24 hours a day he is sitting, he is chanting, remembering the Lord. That is real bhajan. But this brahmana, his idea of bhajan is to come and do this kind of a festival. But he is only able to do it perhaps once a year. He's doing some festival like this. So actually, none of these things have anything to do with bhakti. Therefore, throughout this book, as Gurudev has been instructing us, that we should understand everything in terms of Rupa Goswami's famous verse, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulina Krishna Nushilam Bhakti Rutama. Uttam Bhakti means to have unalloyed devotion, to do everything exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna. So one who is doing that on the highest level, ultimately we will come to the position of Braj and the position of the gopis. Those persons who have uttam bhakti of that standard, they can be said to have the topmost mercy of the Lord. But in the Brahman, we don't find that he has any such idea. He's thinking, I'm not able to give so much charity. I don't have so much opulence. And I can't put on festivals like this all the time, maybe once a year. So actually his idea of bhakti is, there's no real idea of bhakti there.
Whether he is old or boy, whether he is sick or not, whether he is pure or impure, whether is anyone characterless or characterful, bhakti not depend on this. If there is Shraddha, then all whole world and all, even creepers, animals, wretched persons, highest persons, all are qualified for bhakti. And bhakti makes them so pure. You can chant in night, you can chant lying on the bed, keeping your kids there, no? It will have some effect. If you are lying down, if you are sleeping, and fire comes, fire has some effect, and but whether you are willingly praying him, not praying him, what you are doing, not, you are poor or you are rich, you are pure, impure. If fire like this, then Krishna, Krishna bhakti, so we have all qualified to do bhakti. This is the aim and object. Yes, sir. Stool and urine. No, he is greater than that home.
Interesting speciality in these dialogues between Narada and the various persons that he's interviewing. Many, many subtle points are there, Sanatana Goswami has described. So one is that when he glorifies someone, of course all of them, they will deny what he says and explain why it doesn't apply to them. But how they respond, exactly how they deny, there is some difference there. And there is a gradation in how they respond also. For example, the Brahmin, when after Narad glorified him, he flatly denied what Narada said. And he just came right out and said, what you are saying, it is not true. But then when we go to the king, we see that he didn't behave quite so, he didn't respond quite so directly to Narada. But first of all, he lowered his head in shame. And then after that, he worshipped Narada. And then he began to respond. And how did he respond? He didn't just come out and say, no, what you're saying is wrong. But he said that you are glorifying me, but you're doing it without really giving full consideration to the matter. So he's a little more, we can see his mentality is above the Brahmins. He's a little more respectful in the way that he's dealing with Narad. And then when it comes to Indra, after hearing the glorification, Indra responds by addressing Narad, and he says, Bho Gandharava Kala Abhigya. This is how he addresses him. Gandharava kala abhigya means, oh Narad, you are very expert in the arts of the Gandharavas. Why? Because the Gandharavas, they are very expert in singing and praising. And in the course of praising, they can give so many false praise like this. They can give very, very expert, nice sounding praise, but actually that doesn't amount to anything. So this was his intention. So he doesn't directly come out and say, oh, what you're speaking is false. He's saying, no, Narad, you're so expert in the arts of the Gandharvas. In other words, what you're saying is completely false. It doesn't apply to me. So we can study all of these features as he goes on and praises other persons. We see how they respond, and we can see some gradation there in this.
Andamai Thank you.